Every time I try and listen to it, something comes up in the middle of it.
And my phone craps out on me all the time.
Right.
It's like, are you kidding me? Right in the middle. Oops,
hey,
sorry,
right the middle. I know. Way to go, you.
Ow!
I know, now that our ears
hurt. You have
hurt.
A foam table.
a phone table in a padded room.
Jackets with long sleeves that belt in the back.
That's right.
But white looks good on us. And talking what looks good on us right now, welcome everybody to, of course, once again, our wonderful time that we have here. And this is our favorite time in CKIW. With all the shows that we do, of course, they're all like our children, but the roundtable is one of our absolute favorite things we ever do. And we got the crew back here again. Thank God we almost have, we have the second to the original crew here. You know, it's kind of like not Pete Best at the drummers anymore in the Beatles, but we do have everybody here, and we are so glad to have them. We don't do these things half enough time that we should. But talk about getting should, and we should. Greg Parham is here today, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
Hi, Greg.
I made it. Thank you.
All the way down from the Lone Star State, and now maybe be coming back up to Michigan again. George Blackmore. George, glad to see you.
Hello, Detroit.
Welcome
and surrounding suburbs. And surrounding countries. Yes. How's everybody doing today?
That's true. Talk about people doing things. Here's somebody that does something all the time. The reason why my shoulder is broken today, Sherry Galloway. Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Little rat jumps off the couch and hits me right in the back of the shoulder, right by the blade.
Don't be telling
people I didn't even
that.
See you. You know?
We've got a name.
I'm like
that
a
move.
Ninja.
I know.
The flying Galloway smash. Or
it is.
You know, took him out with one quick swipe.
Oh, it was. It was all the way from the top. It's like one of those atomic elbow smashes, you know? But she wasn't wearing a shirt, and that's what threw me. And it was like, what is she doing?
Yeah, I don't think
one?
So. There,
right
buddy.
Off the top rope.
It was. It's like one of those 1.5 gainers. And because she's so short, you know, I'm laughing as I'm dragging her to the car, you know? Because her legs aren't hitting the ground, and I have my arm up like this, kind of like a scarecrow. You know, she's on my arm dragging like she's a flag, and she's swinging and swinging and swinging. Oh, shit. That's why I was laughing so hard. That's why I fell, and that's why the shoulder hurts. But what doesn't hurt is all the way from her farm in somewhere Michigan, we have Sue Martin with us today.
Yay! Welcome, Sue.
Matter of fact, Sue was, I think, in our either the original or the second one that we did, you know?
I think it was the Christmas one.
It was the Christmas one.
Yeah.
The same time last year, only it was the Christmas version.
Mm-hmm. So Sue isn't kind of like the fifth Beatle. She's not Pete Best. She's actually a bona fide member here of what we do at the Roundtable. And what we do at the Roundtable, in case you're not familiar with what we do, is that we get these great friends together, drink really hard, then we go to Studio C here at the CK Complex.
The man speaks the truth.
Another beer.
And we just, like, discuss things as we've seen it, especially, like, growing up back in the day or what we have now. And, you know, the funny thing is we just got done with Halloween, you know, here in our holiday roundtable because when's the next time you're going to be here, George?
I have no idea. I don't have a clue, John. You know?
Caught him off guard there a little bit.
I'm going day by day right now. It's the best I can do.
As soon as the grand jury comes back, we'll be here.
It took me a second to figure out what house I got to go back to.
The halfway house. Good
I forgot about that one.
Anyway,
the tether on your leg will go off if you leave.
Is that beeping sound I'm hearing?
They told me it was like a Gucci thing.
It looks good, though. It does.
All the cool dudes are wearing
them. It looks great. I thought it was a Halloween present, but it's fabulous, man. Well
done. I
could
take it off. You know?
See, the reason why we say that is because we never, ever, ever do a round table without George here. Just doesn't work.
That's right.
So, but what does work is, again, Halloween just came back and forth. One of the greatest times, especially growing up. Halloween was the. I mean, you had Christmas and you had Halloween as kids. You know, 4th of July is kind of cool. Thanksgiving, you get stuff and all that stuff. But here's Halloween. You know, Greg, how was your Halloween this year?
I remember the weirdest Halloweens, though, were the ones that it was. It was like 20 below outside.
Yeah.
You had to wear your winter
so
coat.
Or raining.
You got your winter coat on over your costume, and you knock on the door, and the guy goes, What are you supposed to be? Then you gotta take your coat off and show him the costume. So he'll give you 2 cents worth of candy, you know. But yeah, it was always a good time. I can't believe the kids that their parents drive them around now so much, and it's like, that's not trick-or-treating,
We went all night long.
Yeah,
we went everywhere.
If their lights weren't on, it just meant you had to knock harder. Hey, get up. Give me some candy.
I'm out here. I'm dressed as a sheep. Let's move it along here. You know,
this is the day. You got to do it.
I'm overheating. You know, you wouldn't like to see that fine pumpkin have something happen to it, would you?
You're the old wax in your pocket for the car and put in the driveway. Yeah, I don't like apples.
Do you not understand the concept of trick or treat?
Yeah. You know? This is not a treat. Yeah. This is an apple.
This, as a matter of fact, that's what we were talking about too, and it's wonderful. George, what was the dumbest thing you ever got in your sack, so to speak? In your pillowcase. In your pillowcase. No stories from well,
maybe
I was in
the
van.
People that were like dishing out a couple of pennies or something like that. Like, ooh. Okay. I can't really think of
serious.
Paul's mental.
It was the ones that gave you the nickels or the pennies. Yeah. And I didn't like the fruit either. Because my mom would never let us have it. The apples and stuff like that.
Back then, people were probably,
They were doing stuff back then, like razor blades.
You could take your haul to the police department and have them scan it with the metal detector.
Yeah, but by that time, it's easier to pitch the damn thing.
You know, special moments as a family you can have at the police department in your candy scan.
Has anybody?
Oh, this is swell.
Sue, did you ever get a pin or a razor blade?
No, I never had anything.
You know anybody that
Nothing that I know of.
Anybody here?
No,
it was always one of those stories you always heard, you know. Yeah. But nobody ever got it that I knew of.
Nobody personally.
No.
It was like one of those ones where there's these apples that they were giving out and they had LSD in them.
Yes. Right.
And everyone's going, where?
Which house? What was that address?
Yeah. And that's the reason why, you know, because as a kid, you don't think of the economics of it. You know, who's going to lay out 50 hits of LSD and just give them away, you know, for something they're never going to see? And especially back in the day, you know, it wasn't cheap.
No.
You know, you couldn't go to Burler's and buy a bag of LSD. Which, by the way, is the greatest place to buy Halloween candy still. Still
really?
Exists.
Is it?
Oh, man. Wooden floors, the
is
best
it that
place.
Is that one on 9 Mile?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
It's the best place to get house coats and hair nets.
But
rollers?
Bras and
boxes.
I like to walk around just in there just to see what they
have.
Oh,
it was.
It's like, holy cow, I never knew where you could buy these things.
Still.
Yeah.
You know, because it's still, like, new to them.
Yeah, they have the old cardboard jeans, the Levi's jeans. We call them cardboard jeans because if you took them out, they put them on, they looked like they were made out of cardboard, you know? Had to wash them 25 times.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because, you know, the funny thing is, even when that place was there, they had the infamous jeans galore there. Jeans for $5.
Yeah.
And all you had to do was go down there, even though they were seconds and... They had Monster Bells before Monster Bells were, like, done, you know, where you couldn't see your shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
What a look. Except for the heel would always, like, chew the back of your Monster heel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a gem. And then somebody was smart enough to get, like, a blue bandana and, like, you know, sew it around there so you would still have, like, that much in case you grew, too. In case, if you were, like, wearing those... 32, 36s, and it's like, no, I'm a 38 now, Greg. You know? Holy Lord. Suffice to say, we have the... If Greg and Sherry were on a teeter-totter, Sherry would probably be in geosynchronous orbit right about now. Do they have that at your school?
That astronaut countdown, that launch, you know?
Did they have that? They have that at your school? At Weber?
Yeah, we had them. I think there was a couple of them. Mostly it was all swings.
Because both of you guys.
And the monkey bars.
Kids.
The monkey bars.
Oh, yeah.
We had those things.
Even in the wintertime?
Well, they didn't take them down.
They were
there.
Well, they can't fold them down.
Yeah, they had to remove them.
They were all metal now, not that plastic stuff like they have now.
Do you remember making the giant snowball at when you were in grade school. everybody, let's make a snowman, and you just kept making the one ball. You had a 6-foot round snowball with 20 kids pushing it around the playground.
It was a simpler time.
I just thought about that. That was funny. I mean, we had a good time doing those.
All the dead leaves stuck to it. Twigs. And
just a hideous white ball with leaves and branches, and
it was all crooked and it had like divots in it.
We didn't know Pac-Man, you know, that's where they got the idea for Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's true too, because every recess you would go out there and you know, get the big kids to push, you know, and then somebody would kick it. Wait a minute. And that was the beginning of ISIS. You know? It's like, who's going to kick our snowball? Yeah, you're right, because it'd get big, and then it'd get, like, ice-covered, and then you'd try to kick it and break your feet. But, I mean, clearly, it was a simpler time. Why don't your kids go out there and roll up a snowball? All right!
Yeah!
How much time do we get?
For half an hour, sure. Yeah. You can't touch your tongue on the swings.
Or the monkey bars?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they make it all in plastic now. So the school kids, age kids, can't go sticking their tongues on the pipes.
Look what they're missing, George.
Yes.
There's something in there somewhere. I'm going to leave that alone.
That's how this generation became so proficient at never mind about the tongues. Anyways, didn't they have like girls and boys crossbars? I mean, one was bigger, one was smaller.
Because they did
it at Hesse.
It was all equal opportunity monkey bar climbing. Yeah.
You know, the one kid will always climb up on top, you know?
It's like, how do we get down now?
Well, I could see the shorter ones for the kindergartners for second graders and the taller set for your fifth, sixth graders.
Right.
Not so much for different sexes, but different age kids.
Because somehow at Hesse they had the smaller side, because it was separate but equal. They had a smaller crossbar, they had a smaller the monkey bar thing, you know, and then they had their swings, and then the guys had this big, gigantic, and I mean, as a second grader, the thing looked as tall as Greg. It was like, my God, how much bigger is this thing? And it was all steel on the inside, and it was that real slippery steel, too, once it got cold, you know, and it was made out of steel, and so you always went to the top, and what happens if we fell? Let's see. And you come down like a pachinko kind of deal. And really, and what was the refrain? Get up. You know, nobody said, here, call 911, give us teacher. Get up. You know? Get up as your teeth are hitting every bar going down and stuff.
Right. It is, what are you going to do? I mean,
it's funny because they made it out of like steel piping, wasn't it?
They didn't care.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, galvanized.
They'd see a kid laying on the ground and they're like, hey, must be resting.
Nice.
Those lazy third graders, get up.
He'll be getting up in a little while. He's okay.
Wait till the bell rings.
Because his bell got rung. The thing is that you would have everybody, because it'd almost be like, because if I'm not mistaken, it was almost like girls on one side, guys on one side. It was that way in Hesse, you know, until you got to like fifth grade and it was like, hey, babe. When I see this, when I see the monkey bar tongue thing, I'll show you. Come here. The really funny thing is, and you're right, they were built for sturdiness. These things aren't going to break.
They're still there, probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure they are.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But they didn't think about kids slipping off, because if you had those dumb little rubber boots and you were on the thing, you would teeter-totter on just a little rung. You know, and I think Weber had one, or somebody had a slide, because there was no slides at Hesse.
Weber did. We did.
We had a slide.
Mm-hmm. I think South had a slide that was like
the big metal.
Yeah, the big steel.
The big metal guy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was the Greg Parham signature model. The thing was like, you keep walking, and there's like a little rest area. And
it's like a half an hour to get to the top.
Oh, man. It's like you're waiting for the tow rope. Take you up there as a kid. And then and I don't know where this came from, but yet it's universal with kids. If you wanted your slide to go faster, you picked up some stupid dirt or sand.
Yeah. Sand and throw it up there, yep.
But why did they do that, George?
You know, I think that could possibly have been to, you know, stopped a little skin burn occasionally, you know, kind of acts as a little layer to just like, And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Kind of salt on the dance floor.
Dancing
powder on the dance floor makes it a little slippery.
Every now and then when you're going down the big side, you like hit that one spot where you like stick for something. Yeah. You go, and then all of a sudden,
what? I was wondering what that was. You know? get a kid to stick
on. Because skirts back then, they weren't. Yeah. You didn't wear pants. You were going down those slides in our skirts.
Oh, that's right.
You didn't wear pants.
That's where we stood.
Yeah. The little girls that were like destined to be cheerleaders because they were like athletic, climbing all the way up to the top of the monkey bars, and mom's like, "Oh, okay, honey, get down now. Get down. Get off of there."
What's your fourth grade teacher doing? Get out of there, guy. I always thought it had to do something with some kind of miracle silicon thing that if you took sand and you threw it up the slide, that somehow it'd be slipperier. So when you got down there, right at that very last crease, you just like really go
kind of launch, right?
Yeah. Yep. Because you didn't want to throw all those little pebbles, because when you're going at that velocity and you hit, those pebbles would hit parts of your body. Ow, 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 ow.
Shred you up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd come back with those raspberries all over the place. And yeah, you're right. I brought up that idea. You're right. Because the girls would have to get like two-thirds of the way, and then there's no more movement.
Yeah, sometimes they were sticky. Yeah, you had to do that dirt thing or
push them.
Yeah, get out there.
You get behind them on top and go down, put them down.
Where he doesn't play nice on the playground.
There had to be some janitor. Can you get the girl off of slide number two? All right. Goes up with a broom. Go, go, push.
I knew sooner or later we'd get into some basic laws of physics. Perfect.
There you go.
There we go.
There was one, too, because you would stand in front of the slide at the very end. And then you try to catch somebody. But then if you'd be cool, you'd jump real fast. Damn it! Because every time that you ended at the end of these slides, it was one big dirt pile. Yeah.
Or the concrete around the pillars. When everything wore away, is a big concrete rock there. We should cover that up. Nah, it'll be fine. They're not going to hit it. Yeah, what the heck.
Besides, you want them to see that anyway so they don't, you know, hit it, right? You know,
Don't hit this concrete.
See that? Stay away from that.
I can remember stacking up on the slide. You had 3, 4, 5 kids or whatever till that last kid on the bottom just couldn't hold on the side of the slide anymore. You put one more on and then you would all go down at the same time.
What about
like a slide orgy. Wow. Well, you girls at Weber were something. Damn.
That's right, baby. Did you ever...
Put your shirt back on, Jerry. We understand. Get away from my arm.
Did you guys ever go to the park that was down by my house? It was Helmich Park.
Sure.
And there was a big round wheel on the ground.
The merry-go-round?
Oh, yeah, the one that you spin.
And you'd spin it. Yeah. You know? Oh, that was always fun to see how many times you could, how fast you could spin it before the kid puked. Yeah.
Right.
You
know? Or flew right off.
Yeah.
Just couldn't hang out anymore.
I saw a YouTube video about that where they were doing that, and the guy took his, like a moped, and turned it sideways and puts the tire up against the wheeling thing. The kid's sitting there holding on. Room off. He spins off at about 60 miles an hour, you know. It's like, wow, that's pretty ingenious. I wish I'd have thought of that.
You know, the funny thing is that we laugh at that now because we go, how stupid that looks. You know, however, if they would have had YouTube back in the day, stupid stuff that we pulled off.
God forbid they didn't have it back then.
Thank God there's none of that stuff to record any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Just keep it in the mind. Keep it in the memory. That's it.
Or you try to blow it out of the memory. Yeah, but I was just thinking, too, everything... Think about everything that you had over at, even at Helmich, too. Every kid thing that they had was built heavy duty.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they did things back in the day, John. Yeah.
One nail was good, 10 was better.
They built it to last.
Yeah. I mean, really, you wonder, because there was evidently somewhere like in the late 50s, early 60s, there were a bunch of pipe fitters that were out of work, and they go, want to make a monkey bar? Hell yeah.
Hey, guys, you know? I got this great idea.
Really? We could
pull
the
a
kids.
Motor with a darn thing.
Did any one of your elementary schools have that merry-go-round thing?
No, Weber didn't.
Yeah, I don't think we had a merry-go-round.
No.
Usually they save those for like the drive-in. City park thing or the drive-in things, little playground. Sure.
Because that's where you learned how to hang on for dear life.
Yes. The trick was you had to get right in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you were good.
No, but like that was the puking spot.
Yeah.
You know, the more you moved to the outside, though, you felt those G's. Oh, yeah. You know? That's when you were hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, because then you'd hang your butt over the side.
Right.
And then this wasn't funny anymore when the fat kid was pushing you because he had the inertia. He could really make you go fast. You know, good. And then once you go, am I going to slide? Because there was that boogeyman compartment underneath that thing.
Yeah, where you'd brace yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was like, I mean, it was plate steel, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was sheer. So if you got underneath there, you would hear, ow, 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 as you went going around and around. I mean, you would, seriously, people's kids' legs had to be hurt like crazy. But at that time, you know, you'd go back and go, my God, I lacerated my leg. Hit you in the back of the head. What'd you do under that for?
Put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. Shut up, get in the back seat.
Get back out there.
Here's a bag of popcorn. Let's watch the movie. You know? It was almost like the Band-Aid for everything. If you went to the drive-in theater, you had that big, you know, Chatham's paper bag filled with popcorn. Like, we're saving serious money here, you know? And it's like, wait a minute, this thing is, like, old, and you can see, like, the grease spots through it and stuff. It's like, can't we get some of the one? I mean, look at it on the screen. They got that nice red and white box full of popcorn.
Dancing hot dog chasing them.
Oh, yeah, jumping into the bun and all that.
That was the best.
Like, yeah, it was.
He'd open up the hot dog, we'd just go...
My favorite were the two... fudge sickles that were walking on the tightrope with like a little cane. They'd walk forward and walk backward. Walk forward and walk backward. There was some, and that was a 10-minute intermission, so obviously they could swap movies and stuff over. Yet, we've seen it since 1959. Matter of fact, we have it here, you know, because we actually bought the copy of doing so. And there was some, you'd always watch it. For some god reason, you knew what was coming on. You know when the hot dog guy was going to, like, you know, use his whip, and then the hot dog was going to jump off that little jumper thing and boom, into the bun.
They still show that in the theaters now. They put that on in the very beginning before the movie starts.
Do they? For 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, classic.
Yep, the one at MGR, I live out in Chesterfield, so 23 and Gratiot. They show that in the beginning.
Like with the marching pops with the straw.
Yeah, there you go.
I've seen it a couple of times.
With the pops, with the little, everything. It's all the whole thing.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Coming back.
Hot dog was the best one, though.
Everything comes back.
Jumping into it.
Yeah.
And then they'd always have the clock. 9 minutes to showtime. And you go like, ah, we're so close, you know?
Be down there at the playground right in front of the big drive-in theater screen.
Oh, yeah.
There was always that playground. I remember going to the Galaxy.
Yeah. Ooh, rah. Yeah. Big money.
Yeah, that was the
You didn't
big
go to the
theater.
Troy?
Oh, yeah, a little bit later.
Ooh, going upscale. Forget about that Bel Air, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to stay in Oakland County to watch our movies. All right,
Bel Air. Yeah. It's going back.
Yeah, yeah, before it was Bel Air 1 and 2. I mean, because you had somewhere there because you had the Gratiot.
Mm-hmm.
You had Chester, whatever field, the one at 23 and Hall.
Yeah, that's the MGR.
Oh, I mean, as a drive-in, though.
Oh, drive-in. No, there was nothing out. There was.
There was, yeah. Now it's...
Oh, I remember it was Hall Road, because that Ford dealership is there now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was there.
Well, remember what the one... Hall what was Road, the one on Van Dyke in, like, 13 and a half?
Oh, the Van Dyke, the VDDI.
Van Dyke drive-in, yeah.
Was it the Van Dyke?
Oh, yeah, because that would be the one, and I think we discussed this before, where there was a street behind there. And during the era of, you know, swinging stewardess cheerleaders, you know, you never got the audio, but, you know, as a 14, 15, 16-year-old kid, you're going, boobs.
We need audio. We've got visual.
So you sat through the whole thing about the girls going into the van and they're driving around. There's hijinks all over the place, and you're waiting for the boobs.
Like, okay,
come on. That's why they made VCR, so you could just fast forward to the good scene. Boobs. But you're right. They had I think over at the Galaxy 2, they had the where the swing set was for the kids and stuff. It was always like limestone on the front.
Yes.
Like rock. You know. So if you jumped off anything. Right. That rock went deep into your knee.
Oh, sure.
And those usually had the merry-go-round. Most of the drive-in ones had that wicked little merry-go-round.
Yep.
On the limestone.
That must have been the cheap version or something.
Yeah.
What do we buy for the kids to hurt themselves on today?
Well, we got the whole list here.
Spinning disc. The spinning disc of death.
Way to go, CB. Let's buy two. You know, let's put some jagged limestone down there.
Yeah, there you go. See if you can find a used one made out of some rusty metal. While you're at it, save us a couple bucks.
Maybe we'll sell Band-Aids in the concession stand.
And the bottle of Bactine that would cure it.
Oh, yeah. What was the red stuff? What was the
iodine?
Iodine.
That stuff always hurts.
And it came with a stick.
Yeah, that's right.
A stick applicator. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
I just cut myself. And
it's like you pull the stick out. Yeah. Your mom's getting ready to put it on here. You're like, no.
Don't touch me.
And they knew it, too, so they drew it out. Coming da 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 da.
You're like, no.
It's like, just get it over with just now. It's because the funny thing was when they had those things, and I think maybe at the Galaxy, because they don't. I mean, when did you go back up north? I mean, what, in 11th grade or something? 10th grade?
10th grade, yes.
Okay. But you weren't that far up north at that time, right?
No. I was in the Elmont area.
I mean, you still had flushing toilets then,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. I did.
Because I don't remember any driving.
Under the few.
You rich people. Because I'm thinking up there they had the Flint, they had the Burton 1 and 2 and whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, there was one on 69. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, I just tore that one down like last year.
Yeah, I know, because it was like the last one. The last, very last one that was left.
There's still one south of Schwartz Creek my niece took her kids to just recently, and she posted it all on Facebook about
how
the app, and she went to it, and it was the summer.
I am now up in the Sandusky, Michigan area.
Sandusky,
has
highway.
Sandusky still has one.
And, a matter of fact, it's the original. And the cool thing about the highway up there, which is HI/WAY, it was like from 1949. It was post-war, first one. And, a matter of fact, it was one of the very first ones in Michigan. The cool thing about this, if you're here, it's for Radio 1, for people who are into drive-in history, it has zero light pollution, ZLP. It's the only one around that does because it's so far into the boonies. There is no extra light around anywhere. So when they douse everything and the movie's on, I mean, that movie looks like your house. I mean, like a big screen. And that was always the big deal because you're in the middle of, I mean, it's all grass and it's flat. Normally how they used to have, like, every row had, like, a little bit of a lean.
Sure.
Yeah. So you
it's all flat. Huh?
Yeah, it's flat and it's all grass. So park somewhere, you know. And it's amazing if you're really into drive-ins. But the bad thing is bugs are number one over there. So if you got a lot of off or something, that's cool. But I remember I think it was at the Bel Air or at the Galaxy. You would be running there in between movies or something, but when the lights went out, you know, all those big lights across the screen, there was like this big scatter of kids going back to every which way. Back to your parents' car.
Go back
car.
And find your car in the dark. Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll be easy.
Which station wagon was ours?
Yeah.
Better get back here before the lights go out.
Where's that Chevrolet parking? Yeah, that Chevrolet station wagon parked backwards.
We had a 65 Chevy wagon.
Ta-da. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. But, I mean, who got the back seat, though? Did they fall down the back seat?
Yeah, sure. Me and my brother got the back seat.
Well, I'd say so.
For the first movie, and then my dad would turn the car around, and we had to get in our sleeping bags and go to sleep. Because the second movie was rated R. You know?
Yeah. Or pretend to be sleeping anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, really. Yeah, you're right, because they'd think, like, you know, they'd put the Nutty Professor.
Oh, yeah.
And Ted, Carol, Bob, and Alice. And it's like, the kids will probably fall asleep if we give them some Benadryl in their Pepsi. There you go. And then you'll be down. So that's why I think they made you go run over to the little playground. Poop yourself out, kids.
Yep.
You know?
Here's some cough medicine.
It's amazing how they would do that, too. And because then, you're right, for some reason, because when you left, it was like, miraculously, how did we get home?
Right.
You know, I was watching the movie.
Dad carried me into the house, and that was it.
You wonder how many parents had to carry you into the home.
They spiked our pop or something. It must have been something, some knockout.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's the McCarrigal, dude. I'm telling you.
While you're up playing, you know, on the swings, there like a guy from, like, the Galaxy. Hey, here you go. Put these in your kick straight.
This should taste like orange.
Yeah, really. What do you guys got in there? Fagel grape? I got something that'll hook you up. There you go.
That's $1 more. Knock out the kids.
This will knock out the old lady, too, here. Somewhere. I mean, because clearly the old lady next door in that Chrysler is, like, giving you the eye. I mean, really, did you have to go to the drive-in with your pajamas on?
Oh, yeah, that was the best part. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You put your jammies on.
To the drive-in at 5 o'clock? How long did you wait for the sun to go down?
Please put your jammies on.
But, you know, the funny thing is, and I think, did you ever get food from the drive-in?
No. My mom and dad brought everything.
George?
Just like your popcorn in the bag.
Basic popcorn and munchies stuff. Right.
I don't remember ever getting a hot dog.
I know, really. No. They all look good because they were all on those rollers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? And it was like, yeah. And you had to go through, like, that little Cedar Point line to get to the food. You know? And then you look up there in the screen, and there's a Chili Willy. We could have a Chili Willy. We could have a big old, what was it? A pickle. You know? A pickle on a stick. Oh, can we have some? Everybody else got one. We got nothing. Because I'm trying to think what they would sell there. Because they'd always sell coffee. And then later on, they would have pizza. Nothing like drive-in pizza, not to, you know, in suit.
My dad would pick up a bag of White Castles before he went to the movies.
In a car?
We got to all, I mean, because wasn't it, he really felt real fast food around my area. You know, I mean, that was the first one. He would pick up White Castles for us all, and the 12-cent hamburgers.
Leave that tailgate down, son.
Way down.
Honey, roll down your window.
Way, way down. Because we're trying to think, how many kids are in your family? Three, right?
Four.
Four at the time?
Yep.
All right. And again, we don't want to keep referencing this, but Greg is a little bit past 5 foot.
A little bit. In fourth grade.
So we could about imagine what a crankcase of did you get the pickle on it, too?
Oh, sure. You got everything.
Damn, your dad was rich.
The pickle chip, the mustard and ketchup, done.
Yeah, that was easy, you know. Yeah, I'm not making that. I'm like,
just open the hole and
buying those hot dogs at the drive-in.
I know, really. Why should we pay a dollar for a hot dog?
You know, 10 embers for a dollar.
Yeah, but I mean, it's opportunity cost. You would probably eat 10 hot dogs or 10 embers.
You know, you'd take it apart and say, my hot dog won't jump into the bun.
Flip.
This is stupid. I don't want this.
We'll buy you the knockout drink.
It's like every one of the sliders had a little bit of Benadryl. There you go. Here, kids, eat the whole damn thing, won't you?
And the red licorice. The long string.
The real skinny ones.
4 foot long red licorice.
Yeah.
What were they?
Licorice, but the real skinny, like a shoelace.
Shoestring.
And it'd be all wrapped up.
Yep, shoestring licorice. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
What would you do
with
it?
It had zero flavor.
You ate it,
but it had zero flavor.
You ate it. You could taste them.
Those long skinny ones, they had no flavor.
Where did you get them at? Burlers?
Probably.
But the drive-ins. I would eat that more than the popcorn. It would be the little skinny licorices.
Oh, I'll be darned.
And that's why you're 31 pounds today. Because you didn't get the big licorice.
That's it. See, that's my secret. Now I've given my secret away.
Whack it across your brother's face and catch him in the eye or something. Yep.
You can settle down back there.
Beat me with that. Yes.
Wow. The violence at the drive-in. Who knew what was going on in that Chrysler Newport? No cue. I mean, there's some people that would show up in convertibles. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the rich people.
Yeah, you knew it was going to get hot and heavy in the convertible.
Yeah, but then again, when you got older, the drive-in kind of meant a whole different deal. You know, because I don't know any parent that would let you go date-wise. I'm taking your daughter to the VDDI. Is that cool?
No, I wouldn't go over very
Would long. You go? If some guy said, Sherry, let's go to the drive-in.
Well, I did back then.
All right. Again, these Weber girls. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Did you get the
older.
Inside
they
here?
They didn't know where, my mom and dad didn't know where we were going.
Right.
Sue, could you tell them?
I didn't as a date. I've been back to the drive-in again after I was married and my kids were little. Then it was get the bag of popcorn and take
Then it was boring as hell.
Exactly. That bag of popcorn and take the the kids with the drive-in. I never really went as a teenager. I went as a kid and as an adult.
Well, you couldn't because you couldn't take your horse on there.
Sure. She'd sit there and watch.
Good. With your jammies?
Once I had my riding helmet on.
What do you think, George? Ever take a day to a drive-in?
Let me think.
Pre-marriage, so you're safe.
Pre-marriage?
Yeah.
No.
Ever? Why are you shaking your head yes? Okay, good.
Negative.
No.
Negative.
Greg?
Yeah, I took a date to the Van Dyke a couple of times. I used to hang out over there. It was a
me
was a
and Lenny
time.
In a van. Here we go.
We would go over there. Yeah, it was a good time. I think we saw E.T. there.
Whoa. I mean, you saw it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was showing while we were there. I think.
he caught it later.
I don't remember too much of it the first time.
Had to read the cliff notes so they had to tell it. It was a brilliantly acted out thing and directed by Steven Spielberg. Very well done, man.
Stop by and pick up a bottle and Lenny. Some mix, and you could see you had your own little bar in the front seat, and you know that was great. Here we go.
Especially if you went like on a Wednesday night, nobody was there.
All right.
You know, if you went, you know, like in July, well, you probably would do it during the school year, wouldn't you?
Oh, this was after school. This was probably 77.
Oh, okay.
78, something in that time.
When they had the disco next to the
BDDI.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it was the Butterfly Disco.
Get as far away from that place as I could.
Yeah, but man, if you ever gone inside of it, it was the first disco in Macomb County that you had to wear. Guys had to wear a vest to get in. You couldn't just wear your little knick-knick shirt.
I never went to that one. Really? Where was this at?
You were too small to see it.
13 and a half. 13 and a half in Van Dyke.
You know where the Van Dyke Drive-In is?
Was,
should say.
Yeah.
Was right next to it.
Yeah. There's like the go-karts and the golfing.
Oh, okay.
Between 13 and 14, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the old Butterfly
yeah.
Suite.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, the Butterfly Disco.
Yeah, they had the mirrored ceilings. And
I never could find a white three-piece suit to fit me. I stayed away from discos. I had my dread card. I couldn't
good go. Good man,
right on,
you.
Right on, brother. Right.
But then again, tell them what dread means.
Oh. I'd forgotten.
Detroit Rockers engaged in the abolition
of disco.
Abolishment of disco.
Right.
Dread. And what happened was there's a radio station in the Detroit area that had these dread cards, you know, and then and you'd go like to Harmony House or record stores or something like that and get like 5% off or something. But boy, that showed that you were going to, you know, stand for doom, 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 doom. You know, to the little disco records, unless you wanted to go, like, pick up chicks, and you'd, like, somehow figure out a way to go to Boney Maroney's or something, where they have disco. What was the bar that they had? I think it was in East Detroit, where they had, like, disco upstairs or rock and roll upstairs.
My Place.
Is that the one with the slide?
Yes. John John's was disco downstairs.
That's right.
And topless upstairs.
The best combination
I worked
ever.
There. I that's where the
on
first
stage?
Bars I started bouncing. Yeah.
Ladies, get your hands together for Greg. And somebody wants some fireman? It's going to get hot in here. Dun, 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 dun. How did they get those two things together?
The management at the time had the basement in the bar, and they said, well, let's turn it into a bar, into a disco, you know. So they did. They turned it all into a disco downstairs, and the money-making part of it was the topless bar upstairs, you know.
Yeah,
right,
and
yeah.
So I worked the door for both the disco and the topless joint and checked the IDs, and that was fun.
I remember
trying
seeing
to
you there now.
Drag them.
Going downstairs or upstairs?
Yeah, which way?
Upstairs.
No.
Upstairs, thank you.
Thank you, music lovers.
Yeah. It was bad because
there was no seating downstairs. We had to stay upstairs for a while.
You had to throw somebody out. You had to drag them up the stairs. It's like, get out of here.
Downstairs, you mean basement downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember a lot of times sitting there at the door just going, it was funny because when they changed the drinking age from 18
to 21
to
back
19,
again.
It was 19 for 1 year, and I was still legal. And then they changed it to 21. I was still 19. So I'm throwing people out of the bar, and I was only 19. But nobody ever checked my ID. I don't know why.
Don't do what I say.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
Sure,
no, thanks.
Ever go to a disco? Cool.
Yes.
I mean, just get a pack of gals and go?
Yep. We used to go to a place, but I don't remember the name of it. It was downtown. Because downtown, I love to dance, so I did all that stuff. Yeah, downtown.
Downtown.
Wow. Top of the Flame.
See, I can't remember because that was...
It was in the Pontchartrain.
I can't remember what I did yesterday, let alone.
Oh, the hotel, yeah.
I remember my sister used to go down there. Mm. At the Top of the Flame. I don't know what it was.
Top of the Ponch.
No,
wow,
the
that's big money, man.
Top of the Flame. No, I don't know why, but it was in the Ponchartrain.
I do a couple of killer parties down there back in the day. Yeah.
I said there was a two-floor, two-level dance floor.
Yeah, it was, instead of going to the right like to Joe Louis, you turned left, I remember, when you got down there. But I don't remember.
How did your parents let you go by yourself?
We went
with a bunch of people. I would never went down there by myself.
Well, because you couldn't see over the dashboard.
That booster seat. Come on.
That's right. A pillow. That's right. That's what I do.
Where's that Yellow Pages?
Yes.
There we go. Get that milk crate. Really? Was this kind of like a every Saturday night kind of thing?
No, not every Saturday night, but whenever we could all get together.
Really? Who drove?
Yeah, because I love dancing, so I was always at those kind of places. Sorry, guys. I didn't have a dread card.
Well, I'm telling you, she's vicious. Look at this arm, man. I mean, 6 weeks.
I know. I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah, really. Don't say nothing.
I don't want any of that.
Say, man. You like the boogie, oogie, oogie also. Mm-hmm. Suze, ever go to a disco?
No. Back then, I'd have been country.
Oh.
I was in Pine Knob watching all the country acts back
Always
then.
A rebel.
There you go.
I'm country
not
now.
I'm not anymore. It's gone way too pop for my likings. Give me the old country. Love the old countries, but not anymore. But I'm not getting too close to Sherry.
She's gorgeous.
No,
I'm
that's all right.
You don't see her, but boy, in a little silent little three, what, size 3 foot shoe?
Told you, I'm a ninja.
Sounds like Stewie from, like, Family Guy. She's coming up behind you. Talk about the killer part. Thank you. You know, the funny thing is that we had a disco at 13 in Shaner. It was called the Staying Alive. This is brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah. What happened was...
Like Kmart down there?
Yeah, it was right next to Kmart. Right where they had where the Fisk Tire store was.
Oh, okay.
It's right now I think it's called Joe Suds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It used to be the old Odie's, too, I think.
And yeah, that's yeah. I worked yeah. there. My buddy bought it, and I worked there as a doorman there.
Surprising how this gets around.
Common denominator here. As a bouncer.
What happened?
You were a bouncer at Harpo's?
I worked at Harpo's, yes.
My brother did, too.
Did he?
He was a bouncer there.
I was doing mostly the stuff for the bands. Then, you know, I would just take them back and forth to the stages and mm-hmm. get them through the crowd and like that kind of stuff. That's what I led into Brass Ring. And I worked for Brass Ring for eight years.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's good.
Backstage security.
And then went back to the topless bar, and here we are today. We're trying to finish a quick story. With Staying Alive, what happened was that this guy put in a ton of money. I mean, he had the lit dance floor, and he had the lights up on top. So as a disc jockey, we could, like, you know, make the light do different patterns. And he had two Technique 1200s. I mean, we had the shizzle. And so what it was a old Bonanza steakhouse, you know. And so he redid this, and he put a bar on the side and all these tables and stuff like that. And it's like, would you like to be, you know, disc jockey for it? Bring it.
You
know,
you
it's
go.
Like, here we go. I mean, I'm 22 at the time. Okay. It's like, yeah, I'll put up with substandard stuff. But, you know, the chicks wear those handkerchief skirts and all that stuff.
Oh, like, it doesn't.
Yeah, we're going to blast the light underneath. Yeah. But somehow he did, he could not get a liquor license. So he had too much invested, so he opened it up as a Pepsi place. And so we we had anywhere between 6th graders and 17-year-olds, 15-year-olds come in.
God.
You want to do disco tune? Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was he couldn't get his license. I wonder why.
Well, guess why. You know,
that or something in his past that was keeping them from giving him his license?
Well, evidently, it was he thought he had it all set up, and I think he was one of those guys that said, if we build it, you know, what can they say? Because this is one of the very first discos around, you know? And then when it became a kiddie disco, and it just like, oh, my God. You know, I mean, then he wouldn't invest anything in there, and so we had the same old Boogie Oogie Oogie and Bad Girls 12-inch. That's it. That's all we played all night. Played it backward, played it forward, mixed the two together. Good God, here we go.
Do you remember a place? It was over on Grosbeck, and it was like it was either Grosbeck or Gratiot, and they had, it was like a shopping center, but there was all these little head shops and
Trading posts.
Yeah.
Gratiot.
It was great. Yeah. Awesome place.
We go in there. I remember going in there and just trying to find your way out was a trip.
Yeah, that was a cool place.
It was.
It was a maze.
They had arcades, and they had everybody was smoking dope in there.
Well, you had live entertainment, too. They had bands in there. I used to hang out with Toby Redd all the time. Chad Smith came from Toby Redd. Right. Yeah.
Well, you could go there. They had a full-size stage.
It was so
actually
cool, man. Yeah.
They had a poster of a 747 in real size, you know, behind the stage, so you could see how big it was. I mean, Nugent played there, Cactus played there, and all that stuff, but there were all kinds of head shops. If you wanted Easy Riders, this is your spot.
People had their, like, little booths and stuff set up, incense, and, you know, all kinds
smelled
of
great.
Shit. It was awesome, man.
The girls are like,
a little snack, snack bar in there.
Yep.
Live music, it was perfect.
There was never any women there because they're not here now. I mean, but
they were all at the disco, that's why.
Right. But we were over there getting high.
Because they had like a pinball place right in the middle. I mean, 1,000 machines.
Arcade.
This thing was bigger than two Chathams put together on the inside, and we don't know why. Because it's, if you look up on the World Wide Web, you don't see a whole lot of stuff. There's not a lot of history about the place. It still stands. It's still there. It's a sporting goods place. I was going to say gals. You know,
that's dating us a little bit, isn't it?
Blow that dust off us here a little bit.
Flashback.
Let me put in this 8-track right now, shall I? Yeah, well, it's there. And the funny thing is, if you go in the back, you can still see where the stage doors are and all that stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was the wildest place ever.
It really was. I remember going over there, and it was just like,
so cool.
Oh, man. And I was a little bit younger than everybody else there, but, you know, it was like, you know.
Your money's still spent.
The strobe lights and the black lights.
Oh,
you go into these little stores about the size of this room,
maybe,
you know. And they'd have like three or four strobe lights and rock blasting and black lights. And then some long-haired hippie come up, what do you want, man? Can I help you? Right.
Why don't you a lady?
I don't know, man. I don't know what I want.
What
you
got?
I'm just a maid.
I'm 15.
I see everything. I want it all.
Here's my money. Take. Yeah. What do I get? You know, what do I get under the counter there? You know, the funny thing is, I think it was there for just a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because there was a trading post west.
Oh, yeah.
So there was two of them, and this was like, you know, the big deal. Matter of fact, they had that, whatever that bar was on Rochester and 16, that's now it's a Hooters. It's called the Wagon Wheel or something.
Yeah.
They use that logo of the guy.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
And that was the trading post thing.
Like
but there was
like a big wooden nickel thing.
A
wheel
like
from
that.
A
Wagon. And the thing is, if you about trading post was it was like Spencer's on steroids.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I thought of.
I mean,
we're talking about it.
I know.
Spencer's,
that's what it sounded like.
Multiple
Spencer's
put together.
And all this
it's just
stuff.
So cool, man.
There's a cleaned up version. It's called Roadshow, and it's on Gratiot and just south
12
of 12.
Yeah, like on top of the old Corvette, EJ Corvette's building.
Oh, did they move? They're in a separate place all by themselves.
It's
but
been
now
a little while.
Is
you
the
get
Plum Pit still there?
Now.
Yeah.
Yes. Plum Pit is still rocking and rolling there. I mean, all these head shops, and it's like, how are you guys still surviving?
They have an adult section.
Look, we all go, you know, the Sherry's doesn't say a thing.
Sherry's
like,
going.
Yeah, just got back from there, and that's how we're doing it.
And then don't go say nothing.
Thank you, our little disco gal. You know,
just that little grin on your face.
That
made it.
See, they can't see that. So
never
pretending.
She has her like little speed pass. I can get in there. You know, the cool thing is, as we were talking, even the beginning of this about the licorice. You know, that red licorice thing. Didn't they have a thicker version of it?
Like a ribbon almost.
Yeah, it's all spun.
It's kind of
like,
wide. It was
what is it called?
Super wide fettuccine noodle.
I mean, because we're trying to think, especially for this Halloween, can you buy those little packs of licorice to hand out?
Imagine you can get them from somewhere.
Yeah, the little twisters you can.
Yeah, but it's not
short little twister.
I have to go check Burlers.
They're like 3 inches
Burlers, long. Burlers,
yeah. They're real small. They got like 3 in a pack or something like that.
Burlers still has 10.
Dollar store.
I wanted to ask George, what's Texas like for Halloween? I've heard Detroit just goes nuts for Halloween.
Well, we live in an apartment complex, and it was pretty low-key. We didn't really get
But, I mean, driving around, did you see houses decorated like they do in Michigan?
No, not really, man. It was,
that's what I heard on the news.
Lame, you know? It's just like another day. I didn't really notice anything.
Right, that's what they said.
Unless they're having events at, like, you know, schools and stuff like that where you just get all the kids together in a controlled environment, and they do their little party thing and hand out candy, and everybody goes home, you know?
I saw the
it's
news.
It's not like it used to be, for sure.
And they were talking about, they were showing this house, and it was all decorated up, and the news broadcaster was talking, and he said he had came to his first year, first Halloween here, and he said that in Philadelphia, they do, like, nothing. You know, the kids go trick-or-treating, and that's it. You know, maybe you carve a pumpkin and put it on your front porch, but, you know, that's, he goes, I can't believe how many houses I've seen decorated up like they're Christmas time, you know? And he says that just Detroit, that's one of the special things about Detroit. And I was like, wow.
You just know how to do it upright. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, every holiday.
I have to concur.
That's right.
But it's always been that way because, matter of fact, and even going back further when Greg started, this year, evidently, I thought it was a fluke because it was bad weather. I mean, we've had bad weather for Halloween for the last couple of years. This year was great weather.
Sure.
I mean, we had, in this subdivision, we had, I think, 11 kids. All but two of them came in by van, and they came up in our driveway.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're kidding me. They didn't even walk it?
No, they did. And then they took off again. I mean, that was the cool thing. All right, we'll start with you, Sue. Best Halloween you ever had as a kid?
I think they were all pretty much equal. It was you take the pillowcase out, you just went out. It was usually just me and my sister, and we'd come back 10 o'clock at night. Maybe once, if it was really a really good Halloween, you'd come in and empty your pillowcase once and then head back out again.
And then your parents would go through your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But I've not one particular one jumps into mind. Just all of them blending together were
exciting.
Fun. We always had fun. All night long because
did
you didn't have to worry about anything.
Oh,
but when did you go out though? What time did you start?
As soon as it got dark. I don't remember the 6 o'clock now.
Yeah,
I think
six
it's
eight. Six.
I don't remember that, but I mean, we'd go like up to Fairlane's drugstore. And there was that bakery there.
Oh,
they would give you cookies. We'd go all the way up there. You know, I mean, we'd go
how
everywhere.
To gauge the system.
That's it. But like Sue says, we'd go home and we'd empty, and then we'd go back out again.
There is something about a kid. It is the closest that a kid can get to war. You know, Halloween. We went out in 59. You know, we went out in 67. Remember the snow at 67? We went up and down streets. And I mean, these are things that you remember in lore, you know. Every street light was on. It was raining. My Ben Cooper hat was coming off me. I looked like Casper only from the waist down. But we got two bags and we went out for more.
That's right.
Those masks, you can never see out of the mask.
They always hurt.
Yeah.
They always hurt right in
here. Like dig in, you know, a little bit.
Right.
And the little plastic rubber band always broke off.
Oh,
George, best one you had?
I have to go along with Sue. It's hard to single out just one, but anytime you come home with a pillowcase full of candy, it's a good night.
That's
you know?
Right.
I mean,
and
dumping it out and going back out for more, you know, it's... And then, you know, it's the only time you can really stay out after the streetlights. You know, without the parental supervision. And like these guys were saying back then, you know, you didn't really have to worry about some of the things that are going on in the world today. You know, some of the people that are out there. But, good time.
Greg, best one.
Sweet tooth.
I remember a house down the street at the corner. Because I lived, you know, everybody had like an acre lot. So when we went trick-or-treating, you know, we didn't go into the subdivision. We had to stay on side of 13 miles. So we went.
With the crazy ice cream man.
But there was a house at the end of the street who gave out full-size Hershey candy bars.
Whoa.
And that was like, man, that was always the first stop.
Jackpot.
Yeah, that's it.
Go there, hurry up and go there before she runs out, you know.
none of this bite-size.
No, she
was fun-size.
And then we'd go running around and, like you said, just staying out after dark and, you know, I mean, I couldn't believe it when a few years ago when I heard that, you know, how trick-or-treating is from 6 to 8. I'm like, 6 to 8?
Says who?
Right.
How can you put an end to trick-or-treating? You know, trick-or-treating goes till midnight, you know?
Till we get all the damn candy, man.
Yeah. I mean, you get a whole, back in my
area. I don't
care
if it takes weeks.
If you could get a whole bag, a whole pillowcase full, and just be tickled pink for the next 3 months, man.
Or you and your pack of friends would, like, change masks. Oh. Go back and hit the same houses.
Right.
I mean, you're right. From 6 to 8, I mean, you're on...
Yes. No, I don't think so.
You're on the porch at 7:59:29, and the guys are, like, dogging it, getting to the thing. Ah, it's 8 o'clock. Get out, kid. Is there a law? I mean, do you go to jail for this if it's, like, 8:01?
I don't even know when it all started.
I don't know when that switched. With the grandkids, they've
Did you ever throw the ice cubes in the kid's bag with the paper bag?
No.
Oh man!
Here comes a fine morning
story.
I was
an evil kid. He would be running down the road. You throw ice cubes in his bag, and then the whole bottom of the bag falls out, and then you pick up his candy. That was a lot easier than going door to door.
I'm living where you're
in. You got to figure these things out when you're young.
where are you going with that snow shovel and extra pillowcase?
Never mind.
Keeping the streets clean, man. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I'm gonna...
He's got a paper bag. Let's follow him. You never know what'll fall out.
You know, I think that when we got older, and Cheyenne was smaller, our youngest, and when she went out, you had, like, tucked in a plastic bag, you know, so she could dump the candy out on the road, you know, as we went along. But I remember, especially, it's either because the age of time or whatever, but it seemed to me that most streets in our subdivision, all lights were on.
Everywhere.
There was Halloween etiquette. You didn't walk on the grass. You said trick or treat. And if you didn't say thank you, you went back up there. Yep. Did you say thank you? Get up there. I don't remember a dad standing on a sidewalk with a flashlight.
No.
You know,
dad,
you
they
just
didn't even go.
Went.
The parents stayed
home. The house without a pumpkin and lights got waxed. Yes.
So you had to go up and down to this block and go to this street and go to the next block. Then I want your butt back home or something. So. Sure, man. You were like half a mile over here, man. Running with your guys, man.
Right.
Every now and then, you know, maybe stop to soap a window up or something.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it was like
leave your car in the driveway. That's what you get.
We got busted one time.
Toilet paper.
We worked this guy's boat. He had a boat in the driveway. We did his windows up, and I think we might have had a couple of eggs involved too. You know,
oops.
And this guy,
you were cooking.
We thought, yeah, John, that's what we were doing.
You're starting out very early.
Having on a career prep.
We thought we were being slick, but he seen us and started chasing us, you know. Uh-huh. We made a good run of it for a while, but he ended up catching up to us, and there was like me and two other guys, and we ended up going back, had to wash the boat.
Oh, I got caught toilet paper. Me and my buddy got caught toilet paper in the neighbor's house.
The neighbor's house?
And
go big.
They come running out, and I take off, and my buddy takes off, and we find my first person I ran into was my brother, and my brother was 6 years older than I was, so he was like a giant, you know. Wait a minute, you kids, get over here! My brother come out. What are you doing?
What?
They were toilet paper in my house. So what? It's Halloween. Just get out of here before I beat your ass. They took off. I was out of jail or and I'm troubled. I know where I'm running next time, brother. Thank you.
There you go. See, it pays to be 6'9".
At times.
What did you hand out? What did you hand out this year?
Nothing. We never get any trick-or-treaters on 13 Mile. We haven't had a trick-or-treater on 13 Mile in probably 10, 15 years.
So if you're hearing this.
I mean, 1 year I decorated the hell out of my buddy gave me all these huge pumpkins, decorated the hell over the front yard and everything. One kid came.
Oh, wow.
And last year, some kid came up, hey, trick-or-treat. I opened the door.
Hey, trick-or-treat.
It's a kid standing there in his shirt and his blue jeans and got a pillowcase. I'm like, and he looks like he's about 17. I go, go to the store and buy your candy.
That's right. I won't do it when they're older like that. No, I won't give them anything. No.
I was going to say, is there a part of etiquette when you knew it was time not to go trick-or-treating? No. I mean, seventh grade?
Well, it was bad for me because I was 6 foot by seventh grade. I had to stop when I was in like fourth grade. You know, people, I go up to the house, you're too old to be tricked. No, I'm only in fourth grade. I was 5'8 in fifth grade.
And they were going, well, why don't you save some candy for your kids?
Yeah.
Really? Please, mister.
I go up to the door and I was taller than them, especially if it was the mom handing out the candy. You're a little big to be trick-or-treating, aren't you? And I'm like, you know, I'm his age. And he's like to my shoulder, you know. And I caught hell on Halloween. That's one of my favorite holidays.
What'd you hand out, Sherry?
This year?
Yeah.
I was working. I wasn't even
That's
home.
Right.
And I got home at 8:30, so I was already past the 6 to 8.
Yeah. You're not going to do one of those bowl things?
No,
we'll just put the candy in a bowl here.
There's not that many little kids in my neighborhood.
I'm sure they'll just take a couple each.
Yeah, I'm sure. And share with others. Yeah. That's the first guy that got to the bowl. Whoosh! Yeah. I have nowhere to go tonight. I am done.
That would have been me.
And then soap your window. You should have been home.
Your calling card.
Not much legwork.
Greg was here.
And I'm done. What'd you have, Sherry? Oh, you
come
don't.
Back next
year. Being a country kid, too, I don't. I tried the first year we bought the farm. I turned every barn light on, every exterior light, every house light, just hoping somebody would come up the driveway. But that's a quarter mile driveway.
What a pillowcase.
You've got to be giving something good away.
I'd give a full candy bar and a juice box. Anybody would even
juice box.
People like come galloping up on their horses. jump down, go up there.
I've done that once. I took my son back on horseback when I lived in Elmont.
Oh, nice.
Was trick-or-treating on horseback.
Oh, that would be
it.
That's
kind of cool.
It was
very
much.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Fun. But the
subdivision, the people would be complaining about the leftovers. But
well, see, she did soap windows. That's what she left. Should've been
somebody
home.
Left a big melted Reese's cup. What the heck? Whoa, that step in there.
Yeah, that would be the trick.
Yeah, you're putting the little puppy dog bag with
you. I didn't know they made those that big.
Put it in the freezer. It'll be good for tomorrow. When did they come up with frozen Snickers? When did that happen?
Ooh, I don't know.
It's been around for a little while, but
a few years. But they are ice cream. The frozen Snickers.
No,
but
I mean
it is
actual
ice cream.
Frozen Snickers.
Yeah, the bar.
Yeah.
I think that was from some guy in the back of his Quick Pick. Didn't have any room for it. Throw in the freezer. Hey, look at this. These are good.
Try this on your teeth. Oh, good. Here's a referral to the dentist right next door.
I don't think it lasts longer.
Because we're trying to remember, when did bite size become fun size, become
Ooh.
Almost thumb size?
Yeah.
You know, because what is it? Because even candy has not got any cheaper. I mean, man, you get the bag at Meijer, it's like $23 for the combo bag, you know, and then you get like two really cool things, like Three Musketeers and Snickers, and then you get like Rolo. What? Mm-hmm. You know, even though Rolos rock when they're frozen. I mean, I don't know. Because you can throw them at cars as you're going by.
Bob a few off the overpass.
Are those Snaps? Remember those licorice Snaps are like pink and white and whatever? You get a handful and you throw them at a hitchhiker on Woodward, he like collapses.
It's like a bunch of shrapnel coming out.
Skittles are good for that.
Yeah, really.
Picking them out of the skin.
Although, that's the reason why we don't have YouTube back in the day. But, you know, really, when does the holidays begin for you, Sherry?
What
When are the holidays? She's still thinking of the disco thing.
No, I'm not. I
you're looking at my shoulder and you're feeling bad now, thing. Aren't you?
No, I didn't do anything. When do the holidays begin?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. The big ones.
The Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to wait till the 24th? You're not putting anything up beforehand?
Nope. Mm-mm. I always wait till then.
In my world.
No, because you got to wait till Santa Claus comes in the parade. I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go.
That's when it's Christmas.
And he comes in the parade?
Knock it off.
That's at the beginning.
Oh, ow, my oldest. Knock it off. Ow, 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 ow. Damn little kid.
Did you guys bring the wet back?
Rudolph, that's your job.
Looks like a stalactite here in your sled. Anyways, when do they start with you, George?
In my world, every day is a holiday, John. It never stops.
Never stops.
Thank you, Denise. There you go. You know, I mean, obviously angling for a big present this year. Greg, how about you?
I agree. Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving, the weekend, you spend outside decorating, you know, people putting them up now and stuff just because it's, you know, warm.
Yeah.
That's nice, but. You know, you still look like it's a lame early, bum when you're green garland all over your house, and Halloween just ended. I used to deliver furniture, and we'd go to these houses, and right before Easter, and they'd still have their Christmas lights up. Hey, see, you still got your Easter lights up. Guy look up. Oh, yeah, Easter lights. Yeah, okay.
They're party lights.
Yeah, right.
Just leave them up there that way, and I'll have to put them up next year.
Yeah.
Suze, how about you?
It's got to be the weekend after Thanksgiving.
After?
Well, the weekend. Well, Thanksgiving's Thursday, so that's Saturday. Sunday is when I start pulling the Christmas totes out.
Right.
Because
before that.
We were trying to figure out, because just tongue-in-cheek, we played, we did a Christmas show the day before, October 30th. Because we know it's a really cheesy thing in broadcast to do Christmas songs early because it's great for ratings. That and giving away money. You know that it's almost like chicks having to show their cleavage. You know that they don't got it, so they got to do something. You know, even though it's not a bad thing for chicks to show cleavage. Yeah, go.
Where? Hello.
And so, but we knew that as soon as November 1st hit, that certain broadcasts would send out Christmas songs already. Oh, as we already know that Meijer, the malls, other places, they've already had it at the bottom of September. They were bringing out,
before
you
Halloween.
Know, yeah. And we're trying to remember, when did this happen?
Costco, August, had their full-fledged decorated artificial Christmas trees up in their aisles. August.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy
I think maybe just within the past Horrible. Couple of few years.
Well, right after 4th of July, like, would be a good time to put the Christmas decorations
up. It's just so early, you know? I mean, really?
Almost, and you're almost forced to buy them then because you're so afraid by the time
you get
to the if I wait, they won't have any left.
Exactly.
My world will be ruined.
They just
do that to just scare the hell out of people, though.
It's all a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
It is. Because in retail, things are so screwed up, and as much as we see it, I mean, you have, as of July 5th, all the summer stuff's clearanced.
Right.
And I mean, we still have a ton of summer to go.
Right.
You know, but evidently there's no money in Halloween, really. There's no money, really, in 4th of July. So why are we just jump to? Because there's no money in Thanksgiving, and I mean none.
Right.
You know, for retailer, here's your turkey, here's your can of cranberries, which is really the best cranberries ever. When you get in the gel in the can and you just dump it and slice it. That's it, baby. That and a box of Stovetop. Move over.
Goodness.
Line them up with a little bit of vodka. That works for good.
The stories come back.
The only thing I do very early are my Christmas cards. My Christmas cards are done by Halloween.
Oh, good.
You still do Christmas cards?
I do.
I haven't even
But I don't
any.
Send them out, but they are done because once I start decorating, I'm so busy, I just can't find the time to sit and write out Christmas cards. So those I do throughout October.
My wife sends out Christmas cards, and I'm like, I don't even know anybody's address anymore.
December 23rd. There goes my cards. Did I forget somebody?
Do you still send? How many Christmas cards you send out?
I don't send that many. Maybe about 25.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a lot to bring.
Because yeah, but a lot of some people, man. My mom, I remember, they were just so many stacks and stacks.
Really?
I used to, but... Yeah, I don't do I over 100, but we always...
Over 100 cards?
We always had the Ms. family Popular. Reunion, and that was my time at Christmas. I would write the date of the family reunion that's going to be at the farm. You know, heads up, reunion is, so I kind of was at the same time kind of double
like
eight,
your invitations
save the date.
Or whatever, yeah.
You know, I do a Christmas card, save the date.
Wow.
But I've knocked that
How many?
Down
what do you, what do, you
40,
do with
45.
The Christmas card you receive? Do you, like, tape them to the wall? Or
do you have, like, one of those sort of Christmas tree things?
Yeah, that's where it was going.
The big bowl on the coffee table.
Bowl?
Yeah.
You just set them
in there? Yep, I just put them in a bowl.
Oh, for God's sakes. You don't
even
know
how
I don't display them.
Did that bowl come from the trading post? I'm just wondering.
That's where I've gone wrong, George.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
I did send out Christmas cards one time when I was dressed as Santa Claus, and I was... in Atlanta, Georgia, riding my motorcycle on Halloween. And so a friend of mine took a picture of me, and he had a picture of me as Santa Claus That's riding my bike. So I sent everybody Christmas cards that year of me and me and my bike. That was when I was single. Me and my bike. Merry Christmas.
Have some. George, send them out?
I have the CEO handle that.
Good man, you.
Yeah, she's awesome. She takes care of all that. I couldn't tell you.
Because I remember that used to be like a really big thing. Who do we send them out to this year?
She goes, sign this card. I sign a card.
Stamp, yeah, so. Stamp. Love George, love George, love George, love George, love George. Yeah. XO, XO, George, XO, XO, George. Has two
wait,
of them,
wait,
different colors.
Who's this one? Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't want the XO. Take the XO off.
George. Do you make the fruitcake, George?
No, I don't.
No fruitcakes, huh?
Dude. Fruitcakes. How did that happen?
I've always done, on Christmas Day, I've always done a, like, the big cook-to-order bombastic buffet breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Invite a ton.
So if you're listening, fellow listeners.
Which will be out at a secret location this year.
better hurry.
There is one of the, it used to be the thing of who do we send to, who did we forget, who did we get from? And I think there was right. Somehow as a kid, I just remember like this cheesy wrought iron flat black Christmas tree that had like little circles.
Yep.
And you jammed it in and you put it in your front room and it's like, look how popular we are.
All right.
Look at all these people.
We always do the tape thing. Yeah,
I would put ribbon on the door and then tape them to the ribbon, like on a closet door.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's up with the tape nowadays, man? Don't stick for crap.
Put them up there. And speaking of which.
Get up the next day, there's like three or four on the floor. It's
you
like,
got to use duct tape.
That'll look really attractive. They have even all different colors now and everything.
That's true. Mention the
residue. It's silver. Yeah, it's like Christmas duct tape.
Yeah, it's festive. Festive.
Yeah,
trees or candy canes or something.
Maybe I'll take that off of Denise's shoulder this year. Go to Walmart and get me a big old roll of duct tape. And,
with little Christmas trees on them. It's festive.
There you go.
I think I'll handle that, man.
You can write little messages on it.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
There was a time, especially for those who gave out Christmas cards, that you would have to go Christmas card shopping. And look at the sentiment, and look at what's on the front, and this is witty, or this is really, you know, little hearth
religious.
With the little socks around the sides, or Santa doing something to one of the elves. You got 20 of those, you can get those at the trading post. There you go, man. You know? I mean, who gets what? And then they had it sent around, but there was a matter, the first time we ever seen something like this was when I got back from Tampa, where I lived, and one of the 76ers was just recently married then. And it was the first time I ever saw the family update. It wasn't a Christmas card.
Oh,
it was like
letter.
This little thing that
Christmas
said,
letter.
Merry Christmas, and it was on
Holy
green paper.
Cow.
And it was like a credential.
We get a couple
and little
of
those.
Yes.
Did this, and you got, you know, an A-plus in fourth grade. And this, and we're reading this shit, and we got everybody together in our family, and we sat everybody down, and because at one time in the 80s, that was like the thing to do. And we read them, and we laughed our asses off. Because these people didn't know how stupid these damn things were. I don't know. Do they still do that?
There's still a few.
Yeah.
I still do a few every year.
Yeah.
We have my wife's side gets she gets a couple like that every
year.
Oh
my God!
My stepfather still puts them out every year, and it's like, oh God, what did he say about me this year? How did he mention Sue in the Christmas letter?
It's got to be a big production, you know. It is. Down, think about all that, you know. Write it all down.
Send it to
proofread. Send it to print. You know.
Get the right font off the top.
Catch that! Or I forgot this.
Have to go through your Rolodex. What do we do in June? Oh yeah.
Or when you send Christmas cards out and you get one and it's and you go through your list, it's like, oh damn, I didn't send that person one and you're scrambling to send one out real
something,
quick.
Yeah.
Go drop this in the mailbox. No, go to Royal Oak because I'll get it out tomorrow.
Just put it in their mailbox. Just put it there. They'll know where to write it. Yeah. I mean that's when you read those things, it was almost like you didn't know how to react. You know, before, it just used to say, Merry Christmas, Smith family. Right. Or when you got, like, in the 70s where you could have the picture of you and your wife in front of the little, you know, fake fireplace and stuff when you're all wearing matching white sweaters.
Oh, dear.
You know? And then we'd look at them and laugh and go, oh, God, look how fat she got. And then they started doing this, like, little promo of your family. And it's like, are we supposed to feel envious or something? Like, oh, wow, they got a slip and slide this year. Son of a gun, we didn't get nothing. I mean, what? I mean, do they all get together and go, okay, all right, little Al, tell us what you did this. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. Did they, like, pass it around?
And
don't, like,
don't forget to tell them this and blah, blah, blah. It's just like,
yeah, really?
Start reading it and go, huh? Oh, that's big freaking news. Okay, this.
Don't get my shot. Bye.
No kidding, all right? I heard this last year.
They just cut and paste. You know, they never said, like, well, little Billy got a DUI this year. And it's like, yeah, here's some good shit, you know? And it's like, Janice here can grow some really wacky weed here. Scott, bye, say hi. You know, I mean, it was always a real, and she made the National Honor Society. Gives a damn. You know, it's
yeah,
like,
but now there's Facebook and all that.
She's really coming
there.
Along
Nobody
with her baking.
Could you give her a hint? Big smile.
Yeah, do one like that just for the hell of it to send out. See if people read it. You know? You know, everybody would believe it if I did it though. So can't do it.
We're down to 6 pills of Viagra this year, and I got one thing of bourbon left. That's how my Christmas went.
Yes, Santa ought to bring me some booze.
I got through with my 12-step program in June this year. I mean, you should really write one out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I haven't
you know?
Kicked this marijuana habit, but good thing it's legal in some states now, so.
And hey, everybody, I'm a new sex offender with a big smiley face. You know? Come see my address.
Charles Pugh, yeah.
Johnny made a sex offender list.
He wanted to take my son to the prom this year. Okay, way to go. You're right, we should do one of those.
Yeah, you know, that would be great.
I remember at one time when people were finally getting the internet, that they would send you the internet card, know, and open up and have a little cheesy 8-bit jingle. You know?
Santa and the elves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there's a game attached. Oh, Jesus.
Jib jab.
Yeah, really, with the heads moving. Yeah. I know. I swear, it's women perpetuate these things. There's no guy in the world that go, fuck bass, cares. Put the $5 in the envelope and send it to him. Bye.
Gee, honey, you know it would be a great idea?
What's that, hon?
Dress up and do one of those cards.
What a knee slapper. People will love that.
Oh, you're such a hoot.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's no guy in the world that goes. Wouldn't it be funny if we all made our tongues go like this? And then we do the chip-jab thing. And then we'll send it to all our friends in the email. Wouldn't that be fabulous? There's not a man alive that would do that. But the chick would, and then she would say, oh, you don't want to do that. So, what, are you a Grinch this year? Okay, we'll do it. God, you know? I mean, because really, because both of you at one time sent out cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said, when you were married or whatever, did you have to, like, leave them a stack on the kitchen table where the guy had to, like, sign them out afterward?
No, I did all the signing.
Yeah, forgery. Yeah.
All the signing.
No, I did them.
Would you have, like, one of those pens with, like, 3 different inks or something? Just, like, try to just make the man's signature just like, there you go.
What if you just signed the blank family?
Ah, there you go.
Oh, very nice way to get around
it.
Right.
There you go.
Sue, when do you start playing Christmas music at home?
when I start decorating the Thanksgiving weekend.
When
I
listen
to eggnog, and I'm listening to CKIW.
There you go. That's my guy. That's right. Christmas
very
dinner every four.
There you are. I'm drinking my spice eggnog, and that's how I decorate.
You read that line so very well. Thank you so very much.
That sounds like a great time.
I know. I should tune in often. Yes. There you go. How about you, short one?
Thanksgiving weekend. I wait until then. And then I never turn it off. Well, up to New Year's.
CKIW, I never turn off ever.
I do not ever turn off CKIW.
George?
You know, once it gets closer, I kind of get into the spirit a little bit more. I'll throw on some Gary Hoey or.
There you go.
You know, a little bit of Kenny Wayne Shepherd or Johnny Lang, man.
There you go.
Rocking Christmas music. And I got a cassette. I got a cassette of funny Christmas songs that I got a copy from my father-in-law from. You know, and
you didn't get a copy. You bought it directly, so all the royalties would be spent.
That's correct, John.
I know.
Thank you for correcting me.
I just read it right here, there for you.
It had all them silly songs on it, like what was the ones like the restroom door said gentlemen, but I stepped in, you know, the
Bob Rivers,
yeah.
You guys are too good for me. Those brain cells are fried along those.
It's funny stuff, man.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
it takes you back, you know.
Blackfoot does a wild version of Grandma Got Run Over.
Really?
Yeah, we play it. It's heavy duty. You know,
I've heard a bunch of them on your station, but I just...
That would be CKIW.
I was going to say, somebody was listening to CKIW.
I can never remember who's who, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, that was cool. Who did it? I don't know.
There's so many different versions of it. Because the thing about, if you're listening, of course, CKIW Radio 76 plays something but the more high-performance songs. And we don't play the old, you know, I mean, I think one time we played Silent Night. You know, but, I mean, there's so many Christmas songs out there. Everybody and their brother has made a Christmas album, as bad as they are. I mean, from Backstreet Boys to Lady Alabama to anybody, Gary Hoey. I mean, Gary Hoey actually makes a rocking one, and that's why we try to find some. But, I mean, there's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. There's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Blackfoot. There's Grandma Got Molested at the Airport. Grandpa Got Run Over by a Beer Truck. There is a billion variations of that one song. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
and we're going to be playing them. Once every fourth song on CKA right after. Because we said what we're going to do is we're going to play them. We did, I think, a three-hour show on the 30th, and then we're not going to play anything until the day of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's when you should do it.
Exactly.
Even that gets a little bit too, you know, give me a week.
Because that's how we did when we were all kids. When we were kids, that's when we did everything.
I still want to listen to them solid, but to have them thrown in while you're listening, then maybe the week of Christmas. I want nothing but Christmas songs.
Sure.
But until then, yeah, a few thrown in here and there.
Well, because some UJR would have the whole day of Christmas songs, you know, that wild AM lifelike sound, you know. But starting with you, Greg, what Christmas song, if you hear on the radio, you go, hell no.
the different versions of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I mean, you know, some of them when it's just crazy. It's like, come on, you guys went too far with this when they start blowing them up and stuff. You know.
Sherry, how about you?
I don't know.
I love.
I like more of the traditional Christmas music, the Bing Crosby and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. You romantic woman, you.
I'm dreaming of a white.
That's right.
Oh, look at the woman melt.
That's the one.
Yep.
All right. Sue, how about you?
I'm with Sherry. I'm not one for those little novelty songs.
No.
I don't like the Chipmunks and...
Chipmunks are great.
It's a classic.
Give me the oldies. Give me the old classic, the... traditional.
You get that bump. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. How about you, George? Which one can't stand?
The first one that popped into mind was, you know, and I enjoy all the classics, too, but, yeah, you hear them all the time. You know, it's just, you know.
But it's
it's a female sing. Rocking around.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas tree. Yeah. Happy holiday.
Never in the lead.
It's got that cool guitar part that goes.
Yeah, it's almost like a Les Paul.
Exactly. It's got that cool little riff in it. It's like, wow, that's really cool. But the rest of it, I do without.
They were almost doing the thing with, like, Jingle Bell Rock. you know, from Bobby Helms. Another one, you know, yeah. It's like, here's some rock and roll for you kids nowadays. Boo! I mean, there's just some, I mean, even Cheech and Chong, I get, there was a period where I was tired of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But now that you're older, you go, eh, that's pretty funny. You know? Now it's kind of cute.
How'd he make himself so small? Magic powder! But little bit for Santa, little for a reindeer.
Little for me,
little more.
But that's not a song. It's a comedic act. It's right. Not a song.
Oh, look at right. Sue with the technicality.
She's got us on a technicality.
I know,
those are fun to listen to, but they're not Christmas carols.
That's right.
But they're Christmas songs. Hence, they deal with
Christmas.
Not
that stretching the definition of a song.
No, the shaving cream song was shaving cream, be nice and clean. But how shave are you playing this for Christmas?
Yeah,
commercial.
It's not even. It's not even a Christmas song. Yeah, really.
I never heard that.
And you won't hear it on CK either.
You think that her head would be split, but luck was with her that morning. She fell into a big pile of
shaving cream. Be nice and clean.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and you're like, you're always waiting for it. It's like, oh. He really didn't say it. You know what? I'm going to dig that up. I'll play that.
Wow.
Right. See, now I can hear Denise going, see, he can remember stuff like that, but he can't remember to take out the cards.
He can't remember my birthday.
He can tell you what baseball right, you're playing right. On which album. And
I see all those things are just gone.
I asked him
I
to get
know.
Milk on the way home from work yesterday. You think he can remember that?
No. He knows a song from 1962.
Yeah, really. And all the words, too, with the rhythm.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
Way to go, you. Furthest you ever traveled on Christmas, for a Christmas party? I mean, you Texas almost wins, you know?
Yeah. I have to think about that for a second. Pass.
Okay, Sherry.
Pennsylvania.
Really?
Because my mom's family's from Pennsylvania.
And what kind of Pennsylvania party did you do there?
Just a family party. Is that the kind of party you're talking about? The other kind of party, I don't remember.
Come on, it's radio. Make something up. Sue?
Always at home. Well, farthest I've traveled would be my mother's house, an hour and a half away.
See, I always imagine, like, on the farm, it's some kind of like Kenny Rogers kind of Christmas up by you.
Everybody comes to the farm. Everybody comes to my house. But it's still only an hour and a half drive, 2 hours for most of my family members. But, yeah, I always host
your house
a large
all the time.
Christmas. And it's always the Saturday after Christmas because I have the large living room. I have the 14-foot-tall tree.
Hoorah. I guess size matters here.
Yeah, that's good.
But just having the large open living room, it's just – and for them, it's – they get to go to the country usually. But, you know, they get to come to the country. So for my family, it's the big trip.
Sure.
So you get the Travis Tritt CK or Christmas CD out and stack them up with the Oak Ridge Boys?
No, we pull out the Bonanza.
There you go.
Christmas.
Which is also played on
CKW.
Oh, no, they have a whole Christmas.
They've got a whole Christmas,
Christmas
CD.
Album. Whoa. You betcha.
Well, it was an album. When
you're
I was
right.
a kid, it was the album.
Greg, how about you?
1995, we went to San Diego.
Whoa. Ooh. All right. Sorry, Texas.
That's going to be different.
My sister was living out in San Diego at the time, so we went out there and did a San Diego Christmas. You know, we got out of Mexico the day before and buy some junk.
Funny how. For you, some beads. Merry Christmas. And inside one of the beads is some weed. So there you go. Merry Christmas.
But, yeah, going down there, and we had a good time. We went down there for a week and a half, and the best part about it, the day we got there was early in the morning, and they all wanted to go to SeaWorld. And I'm like, I'm not going to SeaWorld. I'm just my first day of my vacation. I'm gonna take a break. And so they all packed up the kids, and they all went to SeaWorld. Well, I went down the street to the liquor store and bought a bottle of tequila and came back to the house we were renting, and they had a lemon tree and a lime tree out back, so I'm...
Funny how this worked out.
I'm picking limes off the tree, cutting them, you know, and I'm drinking my tequila and picking limes, and a guy comes out from next door, he goes, you know, those are my trees. I said, really? I said, want a shot? He goes, he said, well, hell yeah. No. He,
so, see that door right there? You go downstairs to the salt mine. We're golden.
We come over and we sat there picking limes off the tree and doing shots. And I had a great day time in San Diego.
By the way, here's my teenage daughter. How about it, George?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with Texas, but, you know.
That works for us.
Cactus down there? And like
I've seen. Although I've seen lots of different kinds of wildlife that I don't see up here.
Really?
Like armadillos.
Like Bigfoot and stuff?
I haven't seen a Bigfoot yet, but I got my eye on it. Like armadillos. Possums everywhere. I seen like a little, what I thought was a, like a coyote.
Oh, could have been.
Yeah.
The roadkill, eating that roadkill cafe.
Yeah. It's just going cruising across the street into a wooded area.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like
My building's in this like technological complex area. You know, there's Horizon and Time Warner and Samsung and all this stuff going on and it's crazy buildings.
The nature center.
It's like a concrete jungle with little patches of woods and stuff, you know, here and there. And there's apparently all kinds of stuff going on in there. But I am going to keep my eye out for a Bigfoot, though.
I mean, talking about that stress level, but stress, biggest stress holiday, Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Christmas.
Ooh. Coughing gal?
I'm sorry. Tickle. Christmas. Shopping for Christmas presents.
How about you, girlie?
Christmas. Definitely Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Because
we usually do it at our house and trying to get all the food cooked and all
that's where
put
I go.
Out.
That's for me at Christmas, having breakfast stuff all set. You know, I'll par cook the bacon, the sausage.
You do this all the time. You should be good at this.
Oh, yeah, I got fresh fruit. Oh, I'm not the one that's stressing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is everything good? You ready? I got it. You sure? Sure. You need me to go to the store?
Go away.
It's a lot of work.
I love you, honey.
Leave the vodka. Go away. You know, Sherry brought up something about the shopping and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, shopping online or mall?
Ooh.
I still do mall.
Which one?
Lakeside.
Hoorah, Snap.
Yeah, but I go really early because I cannot stand crowds.
Smart move.
That I can't. Or I go up to Birchwood Mall in Port Huron. I like that one up there because there's not as many people. Greg, Lakeside can be crazy.
How about you, Greg?
Great Lakes Crossing or Oakland Mall.
Yeah, but see, this works out for you because you're tall enough. You can see where all the stars are. Inside.
I see a sail.
Yeah.
Out there, get out of my way.
Oh, this. Boom.
Either I dress up my Santa suit and go out. That's always fun.
It's got to be interesting.
Fun as hell. I go out. I went to the liquor store last year, and people were coming in the liquor store. Hey, can I get a picture with you?
$10.
I'm in a liquor store, you know. I just came in to get some holiday cheer for my friends.
It's like, dude, that'd be kind of bad for my image, man.
But I posed for pictures at the liquor store. I went to the gas station posing for pictures. It's like,
hey, look, it's drunk Santa.
No, I don't drink. I have a good time. I went to a bar. I my buddy owned a bar, and I went there, and... And then I went to my my brother friend's house and saw his two kids, and they were just tickled pink. And I'm trying to expand it this year so I can go see more handicapped kids. And
That's awesome, dude. That's giving back, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying. Cool. I want to do something. My one friend's got a daughter that's handicapped, and if I go over there, he doesn't feel comfortable taking her out to the mall. I never thought about it before, but I don't know how I'm gonna.
Very cool.
Advertise this service. You know, I'm not charging anything for it, but I'm trying to.
I think you just did.
There we go. But yeah, right. I don't know. Somebody in the Detroit area, you want to go, you want Santa for Christmas, come call me.
Not bad. There you go. There you go.
I could be the little elf.
There we go.
I want to see this.
That would be awesome.
And here's the outfit you'll be wearing. Enjoy your holiday fishnets. How about you?
That would be really cool if you did that.
Mall or?
A combination of both. I have such a long drive home every week from work to home. I'll stop at 12 Oaks. I mean, everything is between me and work, and I do a lot of online too.
Just as a halfway point,
exactly.
Yeah, when my kids were little, I did a lot online.
They're still little. They're only 5 foot, whatever.
No,
George?
They were young.
I'm not big on the online thing, man. I mean, I'll research some stuff if I'm after a particular item. I'll go online, research it, read some customer reviews and stuff. But I like to. I prefer to be able to see it, look at it, because sometimes what you see online and, you know, in the picture and stuff, right. And then you get, it's like, and then you might find out it's like, okay, it's like a Fisher Price toy or
this
something.
One size doesn't fit all.
A foot long and you get it and it's like 3 inches
and
long.
And clothing, especially clothing, man, you'd want it, you know.
But see, you're from that era that if you saw, you know, the toy World War II destroyer on the back of the thing of Raisin Bran, it looked this big.
Yeah, I'm all over it. Yeah, I'm all over that, man.
It's like, wait a minute, I want to see this first where I put some money out of this thing.
Cereal out, cut that sucker out.
Here
man.
It is.
I need an envelope, Bob.
It is kind of funny. Matter of fact, there was so many, because it's so convenient to do the Amazon thing. I mean, go shopping and whatever. But there is something about going to Oakland Mall, or to even Oakland Mall, but to like Macomb Mall. Or something around here. I mean, the old malls.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. that really, I mean, I know that Macomb just got a little bit of an update, and it's kind of Hollywood now. But, I mean, there was just something about going to somewhere that has a Sears, you know,
right.
that there's nobody in there anymore. But it was just something about Sears and Christmas.
You don't get that experience, you know.
Yeah.
Sitting at home in front of a computer, you know, or, you know, shopping and stuff. Some people, like, yeah, the crowd thing, I'm definitely with you.
Yeah,
I'm
I can't
on the
do
crowd
it.
Thing,
it gets
man.
Too crazy. I can't do it. I
well,
can't
you're
even
4'9".
Breathe.
What are you, 4'10"?
No.
4'11"? I mean, you get squashed.
Poor Sherry, yeah.
I know, really.
Run over, man.
You might as well hop on Santa here and go up on top. And,
over there.
Might as well just drop her in the middle of the Florida Zeppelin concert. Just, you know, just watch her disappear. You know?
People George. Tend to follow me when I go through the mall. My wife or my son.
Tails.
I'm just going to follow you.
Yeah.
And they'll just like be, I look back and they're tucked in behind me like a running back, you know. And we go through the crowd and I get to the other side. She goes, that's the best experience ever. She goes, I don't have to push anybody out of the way.
It's like me, I always act like a lead blocker.
Son. Yeah, no,
lead like leaving like a sporting event or something.
Yeah, follow
just
behind.
Hook her fingers into my belt loops and back, and we just go.
That's you know? It. Yeah. You know?
See, it's the opposite when you follow Sherry in the mall. It's like, we get pushed back. Wait. You know? What was the first gift you ever tried to wrap?
Oh, man. Holy cow.
All right, I see a pass coming. Sherry?
I'd have to say it'd probably be like something for my mom or something.
Yeah,
you know, when
for yeah,
you're a little
when
kid
we were little kids.
And either you wrapped it up like in a, you know, if you could sneak and get the wrapping paper without her knowing or making any noise, or just like a brown paper bag and you wrap this thing up and it's just all you think it's really cool, but it's just like, and you know, you give it to her and she just loves it. Now that you're just like, yeah.
God bless moms because it goes, oh, thanks. That looks so well done. Is that done by a pro?
Did you do that all by yourself?
Yeah.
Who wrapped this? It looks so nice.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of them.
thank you.
Can you do me a favor?
How does this open? You know, and then you always have like the flap that says, you know, warm slippers. Wasn't covered or something.
Gotta cover it so you get some spray paint.
Really. She'll love this.
One of your colored crayons and just start blacking.
Just take another piece off of a different little roll and you just
tape over
put
it.
Put that on it so you got this camouflage calico thing going. It would have to be the same thing. My parents, you know, at school always had the Secret Santa shop, so you'd buy something for mom and then come home and wrap it the best you could.
Oh.
Good stuff, man.
How about you?
I remember wrapping a tie for my dad. And the standard wrapping for a tie was you'd put it in the tube that the wrapping paper came in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you just wrap it around there, tape it, and twist the ends, tape it. Hey, look at this.
It's weed. It's a blunt. There you go. Merry Christmas, Dad.
But, sell those in a multi-pack.
I just remember, there used to be at one time where Quaker Oats came in a cylinder. yeah. You know, it was a cardboard cylinder thing.
They still do.
Yes. Shows how much we know. There's somehow, some way, my dad being a mechanic, my mom thought this was going to be fabulous, and she spun it on us kids, and we all peed our pants because we thought this was going to be so funny. But what we did was we got Dad a sledgehammer, and it fit inside this, wrapped it up, and it's a tube, you know, and then we had to wrap it up with comics from Sunday. Oh, you know, okay. The colored ones, because it's more better for the world or whatever, how that went. And it's like, wait till Dad gets it. You know, just drops it on his lap.
Oh, God. I almost fell out of my chair.
So did my old man. It was like, you know, it was like, oh, I mean, it was like right out of Christmas Story where they drop the bowling ball on the guy's nuts, you know. It's like, but he thought all day long, because he was one of those guys that could, you know, go underneath the tree and, you know, he'd pick it up and he'd weigh it and try to go through the sniff, because he would, like, be Karnak the Magnificent. He would try to guess this thing, and he thought it was a bottle of Old Granddad. You know, because it's like, and so here he's thinking, we're going to get plowed, you know, and it's like, wow, thanks, 4-pound sledge. Thank you, kids. Yeah. Hee-hee. The biggest pet peeve around the holidays, madam? Besides the snow, besides the crowds.
Around Christmas?
Sure.
I don't know.
You have none.
No, I besides, do. I'm sure I do. Trust me. They're in there somewhere.
Well, you're thinking, Sue, about you.
Yeah, I might have to pass on this one. I really, on the fact having to do it all by myself with zero help.
Always.
Okay, besides we'll help that, you. Look at that. I mean, man, she's giving the mad thing on us. Wow. Those guys can help.
Yep. Yeah. That's what it always was. Yeah. Wrapping the presents, doing the shopping, wrapping the presents, getting everything decorated, doing all. It's like,
Well, you can get one of the
sitting
big
on the couch watching the Peanuts Christmas special.
Do you still watch it?
I do. My mother and I still watch all of those.
From 1965?
Yeah, Rudolph.
Charlie Brown gets
one.
A little Christmas tree, sets it down, all the little things fall out.
Yeah.
I have one of those little Charlie Brown trees.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
The Linus tells a story about the
light peeve.
That's pretty good.
Greg, how about you? Biggest peeve?
Driving around malls.
And now you know why he goes to Amazon.
That would do
oh,
it.
My God.
You think you got a spot and somebody just slides right in there? Or just like, and everybody's so
get
mean.
Get within a mile of the mall and the people are just like, you know, they're back to, they just leave the
drive.
Brains at home.
Yep,
you know, you can't figure out how to drive. It's like, I drive for a living and I can't stand it. You know, I'd like to take from the 15th, to the 26th off every year because we go to places that are near malls or and then you can't get off on 14 mile and 14 mile I-75 it's like stopped. It's like, what are you people doing?
They get a thrill when you get out of the car. Okay, have a spot.
Gotta go.
George, big peeve? Besides having to cook this big bungalow thing for everybody?
That's fun. I get into it. Probably having to return something to the store for
The
misses.
Too big, too small, too nothing.
You know, just having to.
That time I just throw away.
Stop on the way home from, you know, because you go by there. Mm. Oh, I go by there. That's the reason I go by there. Yeah. You know. But you know, I'd take it for the team, you know. So
it's almost a guy thing. You know what? We'll just keep it for next year and we'll wrap it, give it to somebody.
Yeah,
I'm not going to take it back. I lost the receipt. It's a bummer. But right. Now flip it over. The best way to relax around the holiday?
Oh, I got my music and a cocktail, man, and some good food and good friends. And, you know, that usually does it for me, you know.
Sherry?
I like when everything's up and done and I can just sit and relax and just look at everything.
And when is that, like
Christmas
December 26th?
No, I meant before all the shopping crap and all that other stuff. You know, I like to just before, because there's no relaxing. Once everything's up, there's no relaxing for us until probably around New Year's.
Wow, and that's why everybody drinks there. Sue,
yep.
Best way to relax? What do you do to relax, I should say? Not best way.
Yeah.
Ride a horse.
That would be it exactly. Go out to the barn late at night by myself at 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll
do
it.
With the thing of old granddad.
If anything, it's going to be spiked eggnog at that. for the holidays. But it's to sit on a bale of hay and just listen to the horses eat. Listen to the horses munch hay in the middle of the night. Unless you are a horse person, but
you, we want to party with. That's something.
Every horse person you talk to, it's.
You listen
to the horses eat the hay.
Hay munching, huh?
And they eat that late or past their dinner time?
Not past 8 o'clock, so you don't get
it. Well, it's usually gone by then, but
It's
very relaxing.
Tranquil and therapeutic.
It gets me out of the house and into the barn where it's quiet.
See, it would be very nice up by you. Because there's nothing out there. That would be very relaxing.
Tranquil playing drums. Whatever. Nobody's saying anything about quiet, but... Yeah. Maybe tranquil would fall in.
I suppose being in the house with grandkids running around. I'll go out to my barn where it's quiet.
You listen
to the snow crunch as you walk out there. Listen to the snow crunch when you come back.
I see a Christmas plate here made out of this. Greg, how about you? Best way to relax?
I think I like to just kick back on the sofa and look at the Christmas tree and just look at all the lights flickering and all the different ornaments and stuff, and just to hang out, you know, with my wife and sit around the Christmas
tree.
Get
that in there. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well done. Beautiful. Good. I think some of the best.
That is the best.
There is a song by Chuck Berry, if you get the 56 version of it, Merry Christmas, Baby. And it's a slow jazz, whatever, however it goes, you know. That, a mudslide, and as many lights as I can put on the tree, and then take off the glasses so everything looks fuzzy and stuff like that.
One of those videos they make you watch at Driver's Ed before you that's what happens when you're drunk driving. You know?
But see, that's the best way to do that, to relax on a holiday, and that's how we want you to relax on a holiday. We are so glad that you were with us here today with these fine friends around the table, Sue Martin and Sherry Galloway, of course, all CKWI Radio 76 Hall of Famer, George Blackmore, all the way up to Texas. Hopefully that you'll be back here more often, my good man, so we can do this.
Can't wait. Way too much fun.
Mm-hmm. Greg Parham, thank you so very much for being here, too. Santa,
thank you. Wish everybody a happy holidays and a great Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas.
And 4th of July and Valentine's Day, if we don't get to that time, well, by the time George gets back. So thanks so very much for being here. We're going to put this on the podcast. It's going to be a wonderful thing. Thank you for being here. From everybody here at Studio B, CKWI Radio 76, to you, happy holidays, and we'll see you next time. Bye now.
Bye, everybody. Bye.